It is time for the Phenology Show. Phenology, as you may be well aware, is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have had a number of events to report this week. The students did a good job in covering a lot of it. We haven't, I personally have not seen a hummingbird in probably 2 weeks now. But the students are still seeing a few, so I think the latest one in the north was over in Cherry when, the 18th at North Shore Community School, they had a hummingbird reported there. So keep your feeders out. Mine's still out. I'm hoping every day that one last migrant will stop for a nip and then head south. Among the observations I've been making this week, the black ash have been, most of the black ash are now bare of leaves. The leaves have fallen from the black ash, especially those that grow in the swales and swamps. But those up on high ground are a little bit slower to change. And so you may see still some bright yellow black ash leaves out there. And remember, that's a compound leaf, so it's a long petiole and then 5 to 7 compound leaves going out, or leaflets going out the stem, which accounts for the really thick branches on ash. Once the leaves are off, look at the branches of the ash tree, and you'll see that they end much like your fingers. They don't come to a really, really, really thin end like a maple or a birch. They just kind of stop because the leaves are so heavy, they need a pretty sturdy branch to hold up those leaves. So look at the black ash. There's one just outside our studio here that is quite yellow right now. The Phragmites, the common reed, that bamboo-like grass plant or reed that grows along roads and in the ditches and especially around the shores of lakes, has begun to turn quite brown in the last few days. I've been watching the red maples with some clarity and some interest. And the red maples are starting to reach their peak of color. And typically it is in the week of the 26th is the average for color peak. And so we will be watching the red maples to see how they're doing. And I would expect that this week, by the end of this week, we will probably see the brightest colors that we're likely to see on the red maples. It's coming very quickly. And along with the red maples changing color, I noticed that on Friday, I saw what I detected as the first beginning flecking, that is the first few yellow leaves on the trembling aspen. And yesterday, as I was driving along County Road 49 north of Grand Rapids, I noticed that the entire tree group, all of the aspens along that road, were sort of lime green. There's a bunch of yellow that's starting to mix in. And I would think that this week you'll see aspens becoming more and more yellow. And finally, probably around the 1st of October, which would be next Monday, we'll start to see some real change in the aspens in terms of color. And I would expect that they would be quite yellow by the time we talk again next week. The birches, if you've been watching birches, they have an interesting habit in that a few leaves turn yellow and fall, and then a few more leaves turn yellow and fall, and then a few more leaves turn yellow and fall, and all the while there are still a lot of green leaves on the trees. But now the yellow leaves and the green leaves are approaching some sort of equality. It looks like there's about as many yellow leaves on the birches I'm looking at as there are green leaves. So watch the birches. It'll be another week or two, and then they will be bare as well. The ferns, most of the ferns are brown right now. You still might find a fern or two that is not, but for the most part, the ferns are brown. Canada geese and northern flickers. Canada geese, I'm seeing migrations of big flocks heading south. And the northern flickers, I keep looking for my last one. They have seen their last one in Baudette this past week. The students reported that. I have not seen the last one, so I just keep watching, and ultimately we'll know when we see our last one. The deer have changed their dining habits around my house, and they are out in my neighbor Marvin's fields, and they're dining on the alfalfa plants, and they seem to be pretty happy with alfalfa this time of year. It's pretty good feed for a deer trying to put on a little weight for winter. I've watched horse chestnuts along the river road for many, many, many years, and they are probably at their peak of color right now, and this is a little bit late. They're normally at their peak of color about a week previous, and this year, just a little bit late on that. I was over in Bemidji on both Thursday and Saturday this past week, and as I made the trip back and forth, I noticed just west of Deer River along Highway 2 on the north side of the road, there's a big patch of fireweed that is in the seed pod stage, not yet opened and revealing those curly white seeds, but still in the seed pod stage. So the color is still that magenta because the flower of the fireweed and the seed pod are the same color or very close to the same color. And it remains this sort of magenta or pinkish, bluish pink color. And it's pretty easy to spot this one if you're driving Highway 2. And those are just seed pods, not yet open. So they must have been a little bit later than all the rest of the plants in terms of their flowering. So keep an eye out on those. I saw my first bare balsam poplar trees. You may recall the kids at Northern Lights Community School in Warba have reported about the balsam poplar there and all of the leaves being colored and about half of them having fallen. I have seen patches of the balsam poplars that are completely bare, and that is just a hint of what is to come. Big green darner dragonflies. There was a bunch of them flying around in Bemidji on Saturday, and quite an exciting moment to watch them. The New England asters have finally bloomed at my house. Now, New England asters don't occur naturally in the environment here, but if you've purchased a prairie flower mix or a prairie seed mix for your yard, you may have gotten some New England asters. And if you have large, that is 4 to 5 feet tall plants with pink and purplish flowers on them, chances are you're looking at New England aster. The pin cherry in my yard has lost almost all of its leaves already. Woodbine, that vine with the five-part leaf, the palmate leaf that is in five parts, that woodbine is quite red right now. Heart-leafed aster is blooming very well. There's still a couple of flowers of black-eyed Susans around my house. The large-leafed asters back in the woods are doing fine. Ruffed grouse are coming into my yard to eat some of the apples and have me throw small bits of lead at them, but so far, nobody's been hurt. Not me and not the grouse. The Jerusalem artichokes at my house have passed their peak of flower and on their way down. And looking again at my house, the white oaks are just beginning to change. The red oaks are just starting to change. The red maples at my house are quite colorful right now. And finally this week, just a couple of notes. One, there's a brand new park up on 30th Street in Bemidji, and it's a beautiful park with lots of exciting things going on there. One playground bit of apparatus that looks kind of like a model of a galaxy maybe, with lovely ropes in between. It looks like a wonderful place to play if only I were 10 years younger, or 50 years younger. But in the dirt mulch or the wood chip mulch underneath this piece of apparatus, there were a lot of common stinkhorn mushrooms. Now, the common stinkhorn mushroom is its scientific name is Phallus impudicus. And it does look like a phallus. It's got a brown cap on the end. It smells awful. My book says edible, but why would you? And it's a magnet for flies. And these stinkhorns were just covered with flies. So if you happen to come across a rather odd looking phallic mushroom with a tip that is quite dark brown, it's probably the common stinkhorn. And it is, if you get down, well, I didn't even have to bend down. I'm 6 feet tall. I could smell it standing up. But you can get down close to it and get a real good whiff of what it is that gives it its common name, stinkhorn. It's not a pleasant smell. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, keep your eyes open, be observant, and send along your notes. We'd love to hear from you. I'd just like to reiterate that I'm going to San Diego in January, and you're welcome to join me. It's going to be a small group of Northern Community Radio listeners and volunteers, including Julie Crabb and Scott Hall. We've rented a beautiful house right on Mission Bay, and there's room for a few more. We'll learn about life in the tide pools and the Tijuana Estuary and check out the restaurants and other attractions of San Diego. You can get details at Northern Community Radio Trips.